In a few short months, Ohioans will head to the polls to elect a new governor, auditor, treasurer, secretary of state, and attorney general. We'll also elect a U.S. senator, some Supreme Court justices, and numerous state lawmakers. Between now and Election Day, Town Hall Ohio plans to host the candidates for statewide office. And today our guests are seeking your vote to be auditor of state. Republican Keith Faber and Democrat Zach Space. Stay tuned to meet the candidates for auditor today on Town Hall Ohio.
This is Town Hall Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
Today is our first in a series of shows in which we introduce you to the candidates for statewide office in this coming November's election. Here's how we did things. All of the major candidates were invited, and when they accepted, they were provided a list of questions and notes on the time allotment for their answers. The questions and times, of course, are the same for both. The candidates came to our studio in separate recording sessions. So we recorded their comments, and then what you're going to hear is my editing of those sessions together. Editing was only for time, and it did not affect the content. Now, who gets to go first was determined by a coin flip, and then I'll rotate who starts with each question. So up first today, auditor candidate Zach Space. I ask him to introduce himself to you and to provide some personal and professional background.
Sure. Thank you, Joe, for the opportunity to come back. It's good to see you again and good to be here. My name is Zach Space, and I am running for state auditor here in Ohio. Born and raised over in Tuscarawas County, a rural eastern Ohio county. Formerly a lawyer, practiced law for about 20 years in Dover, Ohio, my hometown, with my father, Socrates, and went off to Congress in 2006, served a couple of terms there. I have been working for a law firm here in Columbus for the last 6 years, left in November to do this full-time, run for state auditor, and during that period, spent a lot of time working with businesses and communities in eastern Ohio over the Utica Shale Play and all the economic developments associated with the shale primarily. Did some other things, but that was what I've spent most of my time over the last 6 years doing, and now running for state auditor at a time when I believe a lot of folks have lost confidence and faith in the process of politics and by extension government itself. And regrettably, much of that loss of confidence and faith is justified, given the influence of money in policy and the impact of political ambition or greed that manifests itself through gerrymandering. And the state auditor is uniquely positioned to deal with both of these issues, and I'm excited about the potential afforded by this new endeavor.
Just real quick, what drew you into the law to begin with?
So my father was a lawyer. It's interesting. My dad was grew up very poor in an immigrant family and managed to go to law school on the GI Bill and served as an inspiration for me to practice law and continues to serve as an inspiration for me. He's part of my campaign now. He travels with me every day. We live together. My father's been very influential in many aspects of my life, and the law was no exception to that.
Government is influential in the many aspects of everybody's lives. Talk for a couple of minutes, if you would, Mr. Space, on what's the proper role of government for John and Jane Q. Citizen.
So, you know, in this day and age, we see, unfortunately, we are, our government has been influenced by extremes in both parties. The art of moderation has been lost, and I think that we see that loss manifested in government itself. There's a role for government. Sometimes government has to get out of the way, but government also has to protect and ensure the safety and fairness of our society. So I see government as being a tool. It should be considered a partner with business and citizens, but all too often it's seen as an adversary. And one of the things, again, that I'm hoping that we can help change in this new role that I'm seeking is to, again, reinstill faith and confidence in government and restore balance to the equation. And regrettably, we have again seen this reverberation back and forth between the extremes, and that's not good for business, and it's certainly not good for the average citizen.
Zach Space is running for Auditor of the State of Ohio. Talk a little bit about the functions of the office and how you, which parts are most important that you feel for Ohio citizens and how you plan to carry out those duties.
Sure. The traditional and constitutional role of the state auditor is essentially to be a watchdog of taxpayer money. And that incorporates a lot of different things. Obviously, there's the traditional role of the auditor to make sure that anyone receiving government funds, cities, counties, townships, schools, universities, etc., that they properly account for those funds, that they employ proper accounting procedures, that they're not misappropriating or stealing the money, that they're not using money for the wrong purposes. All those things are very, very important. But the auditor has another role, actually a couple of roles. One is to sit on the redistricting commission. Every 10 years, we have to kind of reshuffle the deck to account for shifting populations in the state of Ohio. That's a necessary component of any representational democracy. But unfortunately, that has been used as a very powerful political tool in the past. The auditor sits on a relatively small committee that determines those lines, and I have every intention of departisanizing that process, taking the politics out. The auditor is also an important watchdog over taxpayer money, and that, to me, incorporates a responsibility to ensure, to the extent that it's possible, that outside influences, money in particular, are not improperly influencing the legislative or administrative process. In essence, we need to mitigate against the interests of money on policy. Now, that's very anti-democratic, and in the end, the auditor is a very important component in a process that stands up for the true democracy, and that's what I intend to do.
Zach Space, the Democratic candidate for Auditor of the State of Ohio, and now we hear from his opponent, Keith Faber. Again, I ask Mr. Faber to get himself introduced to our listeners.
Well, it's great to be here. I am Keith Faber. I come from Salina, Ohio, in western Ohio. As I always say, we're the number one agricultural district in the state of Ohio based on gross receipts. We grow a lot of corn and soybeans, and we raise a lot of livestock. I live just off of Grand Lake St. Mary's and have been pleased to represent that area for my entire legislative career. We have great families, great farms, and candidly, we have an excellent quality of life.
How about some other, well, I guess, characteristics of your district and really your personal background beyond just being involved in public service there?
Yeah, by training, I'm a lawyer. My law firm that I own represents small businesses and farmers in litigation. And candidly, that's been kind of our practice, have a rural area. I love being a lawyer. But for the last 23 years, I've also been a mediator. And I've learned as a mediator, you can resolve disputes a lot more efficiently if you sit in a room and you talk about them. Personally, I've been married to my wife, Andrea, for 22 years. We have two kids, Adam, who's a 13-year-old teenager going into eighth grade, and Brooke, who is an 11-year-old going into sixth grade. And look, my wife and I aren't perfect parents, but we try and be parents first every single day.
Is it hard on the kids having a parent that's in public service?
I want to say no. They'll probably say it's torture. You know, they get to do parades and all the great things. And, you know, look, they've grown up in politics. They've grown up being around politics. Some days they tell me, no, Dad, I don't want to go with you to this place. And some days they ask, hey, my son, just the other day, we did the Lake Festival parade with Mike DeWine in Salina. And Adam, after the parade, grabs me and gives me a big hug. And he says, Dad, thanks for being where we could do this. This was awesome. So those days are there as well.
Let's talk with our listeners, if you would, Mr. Faber, about the role of government in their lives. What is that proper role?
Look, I'm a free market conservative. I'm proud of what we've done in the state legislature with the Common Sense Initiative that I drafted to reduce government regulations by nearly 50%. Look, we all need clean air, clean water, and healthy, safe work environments. But I've always said, do we really need an administrative code in Ohio that's 7 feet tall to get there? You need to have clear, delineated rules and things that encourage compliance to get people there. And so that's really the role of government. What we do in the state legislature is try and make government work for Ohio. Some things we've done have helped, and some things candidly didn't work out like we'd hoped. And one of the nice things about it, I always remind people, it's the revised code. You need to be going back in and making sure it works for Ohioans. And so from that perspective, you know, people in Ohio are good people. They're going to do the right thing if you give them an opportunity. And from that perspective, I want to make sure that we have clear rules, that those rules are enforced consistently, and that we have a check and balance. I'm running to be state auditor because I know we can make state government work better. And my entire time in the legislature, we've been doing that, whether it's doing tax reform, whether it's doing the Common Sense Initiative that I mentioned, whether it's asking for higher education to reduce the cost of degree for students. We've shown that free market conservative principles applied to government correctly will make government work better for Ohioans.
Keith Faber, running for auditor. He, of course, is on the Republican ticket. Let's talk a little bit specifically about the auditor's position. Tell folks what a state auditor does and the pieces of that that you feel are most important, please.
Well, I'm going to start out by telling what we don't do. The state auditor doesn't collect your taxes, and it doesn't audit individuals unless you're in government. What the state auditor is Ohio's chief compliance officer. It's the one area that you can go and make state government work better from. And in that regard, what you really do is make sure that, A, there's nobody lying, stealing, and cheating with your government money. I always say we don't collect your taxes, but we audit the people who spend your taxes. And from that regard, that's really what the state auditor does. There's three big areas. Performance audits to make government work better. Fiscal compliance audits to make sure they're spending the money like they're supposed to. And then the division that catches people who are lying, cheating, and stealing, that's the division with the guns and the badges and comes with subpoenas. And Dave Yost talks about during his term as auditor, there's 160 former government people, government officials that now have a new title after their name, convicted felon.
How do you go about making sure that the process that you just described gets carried out appropriately? What are going to be some of your management philosophies in running this department?
Well, first, I firmly believe until you get into the office, you can't fix things until you figure out what's broken and what's working pretty well. And we've been working with the current auditor staff pretty much monthly to go over and talk about how things run and prepare ourselves to hit the ground running on day one. But from that perspective, one of the things that I always encourage people to do is to talk about ways that, frankly, we can do process improvements using data analytics and using performance audits to get things working better. We're going to do the same thing to the state auditor's office. And in that regard, let's talk about some areas that just frankly need a lot more effort. The state legislature has authorized the state auditor's office to do two performance audits roughly a year of state agencies. And there are roughly 23, 26 state agencies, depending on how you count them. And in that regard, that means every 13 years you might have a chance of getting a state agency audited. That's not nearly enough. We've got legislation pending that would require every state agency to be performance audited every 4 years. That is important because the legislature needs to have that oversight and the state auditor's office needs to go in and offer them opportunities to do things better, faster, cheaper. And that's an important transition that we're going to make, applying that to things like Medicaid, applying that to things like education, are ways we're going to make state government work better.
That is Keith Faber. He is a Republican running for the office of auditor of the state of Ohio. Before that, you heard from his challenger, Zach Space, a Democrat, who also wants to be our state auditor. This is part of a series in which we're going to be introducing you to all of the candidates between now and Election Day. We'll be back to hear more from Zach Space and from Keith Faber when we continue on Town Hall Ohio. We're back hearing from the candidates for state auditor, Zach Space and Keith Faber. Mr. Faber gets to go first in round two of our questioning, which was, what are the top three challenges that are facing all Ohioans, and how do you plan to address those challenges?
Well, I think first we need to recognize that the number one issue in Ohio is always jobs in the economy. If you can provide an opportunity for families to earn more and keep more of their own money, they're going to have the opportunity to make and meet their God-given potential. And so from that perspective, the other things we do in state government relate back to that. And as state auditor, the number one thing I can do is try and get government to work better, faster, cheaper, and more transparently. But in that regard, some things I can do on specific issues as state auditor, deal with one, the rising cost of college. Look, I'm the first one in my family to have a higher education degree. I'm the youngest. And if it weren't for scholarships and working through undergrad and law school, I would not have been able to have a college opportunity. We need to make sure that's affordable for all Ohioans, and that's why as Senate President, we issued the Ohio Senate 5% Challenge that reduced the cost of degrees in this state at public colleges and universities by an average of 11.7%. Now as auditor, we're going to get to do performance audits of those colleges and universities to keep up and make sure they're doing things as efficiently as possible. Medicaid's another one. Medicaid is the 800-pound gorilla that will literally consume all of the state resources. It's literally pushing out money for education. It's pushing out money for other things. The governor's expansion is unsustainable. So we're going to do Medicaid performance audits and look at things like the PBM, the pharmacy benefit managers. We're going to look at, the way they're implementing their policies and find ways to save money. Look, Medicaid is almost 50% of state spend. If I can just save 1% on the Medicaid budget, it's over $1 billion. I think that's very doable. During the term, and we're going to do things to make Medicaid be more efficient. And then finally, looking at those state agency performance audits that I've talked about before, by upping the number of state agency performance audits, we're going to be able to free up resources that can either go to local governments, can go back to taxpayers, or frankly can help refocus priorities on things like the opioid epidemic. All of those things are important, and they're all things that are impacting Ohioans every single day. In my time as a state legislature, I've had the chance to get to know how state government works firsthand. I wasn't off doing things in other places. The reality is I've been inside state government trying to figure out how to make it work better. Those skills are going to help us. Now, the reality is that Ohio's doing better. Better still not good enough. I'm proud of the fact that 520,000 new private sector jobs have been put in place during my tenure as state Senate president. And I'm proud of the fact we've done regulatory reform that makes Ohio work better. That's the tip of the iceberg. We can do more. We will be doing more. And part of that is going to use the tools that the auditor's office gives us to get government work better.
Keith Faber, Republican candidate for auditor. Zach Space, the Democrat, joins us now. Again, the question, what are the top challenges facing Ohioans, and how does he plan to address those challenges?
So in the end, the state of Ohio is only as prosperous as its citizens are. And I think that incorporates the notion that, you know, everyone matters, everyone counts, everyone should be sharing to the extent that that's possible in the success of our state. And we are living in a new world. Ohio's ability to adapt to the global economy is crucial. I know in the agricultural community, there's a lot of angst. We don't, you know, the angst over the farm bill, angst over the tariffs, commodity pricing, tons of issues that are impacting farmers all around the state. And our ability to adapt to these issues and incorporate, you know, new technologies and very, very important. There are other areas as well. The manufacturing sector in Ohio has suffered significantly as a result of what I believe to be unfair trade laws. But we do see some very exciting developments in eastern Ohio in particular. I mentioned that I've done some work over there. The natural gas and wet gas industry has created a confluence of events that could inspire a renaissance in the manufacturing realm really throughout the state. There's a proposed ethane cracker in Belmont County that, if built, will produce abundant amounts of polyethylene, which is a primary feedstock in almost anything that's manufactured anymore. If you couple that with the fact that natural gas in eastern Ohio is cheaper than anywhere in the world right now, along with the fact that Ohio is situated within a day's drive to 2/3 of the country's population, half of Canada's, we've got great transportational resources and infrastructure with Interstate 77 and 70 crisscrossing over the Utica Play, the Ohio River. It makes for really a holy grail. And I think the challenge for Ohio is to capitalize on these exciting developments, whether they're, again, agricultural, manufacturing, technological, be ahead of the curve nationally. We've got a lot of promise in this state, but realizing it in terms of infrastructure development, workforce development, and being smart about where we invest our resources is probably the biggest challenge we have.
30 seconds. You said adapt to the global economy. Give me a little bit more on that.
So we are now facing a world in which we are competing with vast pools of cheap labor. And unfortunately, our trade policies have perpetuated the loss of manufacturing jobs in this state and in this country. One of the things I hope to do as auditor is to assess and do performance audits to assess what this is costing our local governments. So I think we need to be smarter about trade. We need to be smarter about innovation and manufacturing, and hopefully we can move in that direction after this year's over.
Zach Space wants to be our next auditor. He is a Democrat. And before that, you heard from Keith Faber. Mr. Faber's Republican, also running for auditor. We'll be back in a few moments to hear more from both Mr. Space and from Mr. Faber about civility in politics, Ohio's pressing water quality issues, even a little bit of look at what the guys do for fun when they're not on the campaign trail. We will be back to hear from auditor candidates Keith Faber and Zach Space when we continue on Town Hall Ohio. Democrat Zach Space and Republican Keith Faber both want to be your next state auditor. They're back to answer our questions. Mr. Space gets to go first on this one. Ohioans, including farmers, are concerned about the quality of their water. What's the best approach to solving water challenges, and how will you be engaged in the issue?
In a word, I guess it's with moderation. I think the risk, and I alluded to this earlier in our conversation, Joe, the risk of a political process that promotes extremism on both sides is that we oftentimes resort to extreme solutions. And when you've got parties changing hands, like we've seen over the last 20 years, kind of these rapid rebounds in different directions, it creates inconsistency and instability. What I've seen is I've seen some positive developments in Ohio. I think the commercial fertilization issue the state's done a lot to reduce phosphorus discharge into Lake Erie. I think we need to develop ways to reduce nitrates through manure spreading into Lake Erie, but I think that can be done in a way that's sensible and moderate and accommodates the importance of the agricultural industry in the state. We've been blessed with great water resources in Ohio, but whether it's the Ohio River, certainly Lake Erie, and the watersheds that we have, and we have an obligation to protect them, but we also have been blessed with an amazing agricultural industry in this state that is filling a huge void in terms of feeding the world. Accommodating both of those issues is important as we move forward.
Now, you're from a rural part of the state, so you've touched on some of this, but perhaps others. Other issues beyond water quality that you see rural Ohio in particular needs to be paying attention to and you hope to help with?
So we live in a state and really in a country that's full of divisions, and there may be no division greater than that which exists between rural Ohio, rural America, and urban or suburban Ohio, urban or suburban America. And this growing divide is reflected in a lot of different cultural, political, and economic factors. Rural communities are at a significant disadvantage when it comes to accessing quality health care, quality public education, economic opportunities, technology. Certainly, broadband is not a luxury, it's a necessity, and a lot of rural communities don't have same access that urban or suburban communities do. And I think one of the other things that we're seeing is that our rural communities have been in many ways left behind by a political process that caters more to corporate wealth and political greed than it does to the needs of all Ohioans. I am a rural Ohioan. I've lived in rural Ohio all my life. I represented 16 rural counties in Congress. I understand the challenges they face, and I'm committed to trying to build bridges between rural and urban and suburban areas.
Zach Space and now Keith Faber, same question. Everybody's concerned about water quality. What's the best way to handle it, and how would he be involved?
Well, first of all, I come from the Grand Lakes St. Mary's region. I've represented that area my entire legislative career, and we know firsthand how important water quality is. I've been on that lake when it's pea green. And in the end, what we want to do is make sure we have an opportunity to keep quality water for our kids and our grandkids. But, you know, the reality is the farmers that I know and work with are some of the most environmentally conscious people around. They have a vested interest in the land and the environment. It's because that's where they work, live, and frankly, raise their family. It's where they want to see their grandkids and their kids grow up as well. And so they have a vested interest in making sure they're doing everything they can. We've seen that firsthand in the Grand Lake area. The farmers have, frankly, bitten the bullet. They've knuckled down, and they're doing things to improve the water quality, whether it's working with technology. And the technology's changing here. The advice that we gave farmers 15 years ago is different than the advice we give farmers today on trying to make sure they're in compliance. Compliance is the key. Common sense compliance is the key to the key. And ultimately, we need to do things that make common sense compliance work, set clear, articulable rules and regulations, and then use the axiom, we're all better in the canoe rowing in the same direction, we'll get there faster than if we have three different canoes all going different directions. And in the Grand Lake St. Mary's area, we've been successful getting everybody in the same boat rowing in the same direction. That's my goal. We'll continue to work on it.
Issues you mentioned before, Medicaid, state agency audits, the cost of college, those are applicable to all Ohioans. But spend a minute or so on issues beyond water quality specific to rural Ohio that you feel need some kind of attention.
Well, when I was Senate President again, we recognized that the big urban centers of the state get most of the attention. It's where all the big media markets are. In fact, somebody said, Keith, and no guy's going to get elected statewide coming from a rural area. Well, I think we're going to break that rule. We're going to win. And the reason we're going to win is Ohioans, the rural issues and the urban issues share a lot of similar issues. One of them is the opioid epidemic. Look, it has really hammered our community. I was with my Common Pleas judge yesterday, and his caseloads have gone up almost 50%, largely because of opioids and drugs. Those aren't rural problems. They're not urban problems. They're Ohio problems. And if we work collectively, we can solve those problems. Now, frankly, when we look at things that affect the rural area, it's jobs, it's the economy, it's families, it's educations, all those things that we're doing to try and make Ohio work better. And the auditor's office can make a difference. Now, I know everybody doesn't wake up every morning thinking, oh, that state auditor's office, the most important job in Ohio. Frankly, a lot of us would be surprised if they wake up even knowing we do have a state auditor's office. But it is that one area in state government that can make the other areas of state government work better. I'm committed. I'm committing to you and your listeners. We will work every day to make sure the rest of Ohio government works better.
Republican candidate for auditor Keith Faber. Before that, the Democratic candidate Zach Space. We'll be back to hear more from both gentlemen next on Town Hall Ohio. Back our candidates for auditor, Republican Keith Faber and Democrat Zach Space. They're answering our questions. This time it is Mr. Faber's chance to go first. I talked to the candidates about civility in politics. Why are we where we are and what can be done to improve things?
One, I agree that we need to work on civility in politics. And look, this is an election season. Tearing each other down is the way politics seems to work anymore. It doesn't have to. I'm proud of the record that we had in the legislature. I'm proud of the fact that we've worked. I'm proud of the fact that when I was Senate President, 95% of the bills were bipartisan. Most of what we do in the state isn't what you see in Congress. We don't fight like Congress. Now, don't get me wrong on elections bills or some budget bills. You'll have differences between the Democrats and the Republicans. But 95% of the bills were bipartisan in nature, and I'm pretty proud of that. The reality is we do need to work together. We do need to work better. And I'm going to do something here. You're probably not going to hear much. I don't think my opponent's a bad person. We have very different views of how the world works. We have very different views of how government works. We have very different views of what the auditor's office should do. But in the end, we come from life from very different perspectives. He went to Congress and did things in Congress I disagree with. I've been in the state legislature, and he'll probably say he disagrees with some of those. But in the end, I think he's taken a life to public service. I don't think he's a crook. And in the end, I think we're all trying to work to serve Ohioans. My view on civility is pretty straightforward. You get to know each other personally. Some of my best friends in politics are Democrats, and it's been my pleasure to get to know them, to get to know their families, and frankly, to have them get to know my family.
Well, let's tell a little bit more about your family and you personally. When you're not busy running for an office or serving in an office, what do you and the family do for fun?
Well, we've got we live out in the country, just outside the city in the township, and we've got about 10 acres. And on that 10 acres, we've got a pond. And so I'll just tell you this weekend, I had eight boys, 13, 14-year-olds, spend the night at my house, and they had a paintball tournament in our backfield. And so I love doing that kind of stuff. I try and spend time with my kids. We camp. I've been to a lot of the state parks camping, and that's one of the reasons I said Ohio had to invest a lot more in our state parks, and we did considerable additional investment in our state parks. You know, we had a bonfire out at our house on Saturday night. You know, we'll swim, we'll go to the lake, we'll do things with family. That's pretty much what the Fabers do. We're kind of boring in that regard. You know, my kids are still pretty young, and if I can go help coach my son's baseball team, I'll do that. If I can go see my daughter's soccer game, I'll do that. That's kind of high energy. That's the kind of professional sports we watch, and that's what the Fabers do.
Mr. Space, you touched on this at the top as you were introducing yourself, but go into it a little bit more. I think we can all agree that civility is lacking in, well, much of our daily lives, and in particular in our political system. Do you agree? How did we get here? What can we do to get out of it?
Oh, yes, certainly I agree. How did we get here is a difficult question, and how do we get out of it may be even more difficult. My feeling is that most Ohioans find themselves somewhere relatively close to the ideological center of the political spectrum. They're sensible and they're reasonable in their positions on virtually every issue. But because of the way, look, this isn't the only cause of incivility, but it has contributed to it. And government has an obligation to bring people together and not divide them. And our political process itself, through gerrymandering, which has empowered extremism and rendered moderation obsolete, has contributed to this division and corresponding incivility. And I think that the role of money in politics has contributed to it. There are a lot of reasons why this stuff happens, and a lot of it's cultural. Some of it may be demographic, geographic, economic, but some of it's political. And I think those who are leading this state have an obligation to do what they can, to use the powers of their office, again, to begin bridging these gaps as opposed to furthering the divides.
So when you're not campaigning or lawyering or doing public service, what do you and family and friends do for fun, Zach?
Well, I haven't had much time for fun here in about the last year. I've been campaigning now for about a year solid. But I'm a fisherman. I grew up fishing the lakes of the Muskingum Watershed District over in eastern Ohio, lakes like Atwood and Tappan, Leesville, Clendenning, Piedmont. I loved fish for largemouth bass. My favorite lure is actually, it's not a lure, it's a purple plastic worm. So when I can get out on the lake, that's how I kind of blow off steam.
Zach Space, and before that, Keith Faber, the Democrat and Republicans respectively, who would like to be your next auditor of state. We'll be back in just a few moments to hear more from Zach and from Keith. Would like to remind you that if you are a Farm Bureau member, look in your September publications mailing. We'll have the Ohio Farm Bureau election guide chock full of information about all of the candidates. And you are always invited to visit farmvotesmatter.org, our political action committee's website that, again, has plenty of information to help you become an informed voter. More with Zach Space and Keith Faber when we return. You are listening to our first in a series of shows in which we introduce you to the candidates who would like to win a statewide office this coming November. Our first program is with Zach Space, the Democrat, and Keith Faber, the Republican. They both would like to be the next auditor of the state of Ohio. And we've been flip-flopping between the questions, letting each one go first or second. In this case, it will be Mr. Space who goes first. For our final segment, not really a very pointed question, but a rather open-ended one. Give us your two-minute stump speech. Why should Ohioans vote for you?
Thank you, Joe. And again, thanks for the opportunity to be here and to address your listeners. I am running for this position because I am convinced that the loss of confidence and faith in the institution of politics, and by extension, the institution of government itself, is a dangerous development. And the Office of Auditor of State is in a unique position to do some things to help restore that confidence and faith that's been lost. For one, we can end gerrymandering in Ohio. The governor, secretary of state, and auditor will effectively determine the political makeup of the commission. I have committed, regardless of whether I'm the only Democrat or all three of us are Democrats, to do everything I can to drop as many competitive districts as possible. Gerrymandering disenfranchises people, it divides us, and it powers extremism and renders government dysfunctional. And this, along with the influence of money in politics, have fed this distrust of politics and government itself. And that's the other thing I want to do. I want to work against or mitigate against the influence of money on policy. We see it every day here in Columbus at the State House. The influence of for-profit charter school operators, for example. The influence of payday lenders. We see political contributions manifesting themselves in policy. And these policies aren't good for all Ohioans. In fact, they're not good for most Ohioans. And the auditor, again, is uniquely positioned to shine a light on this and call it out. I intend to do that in an effort to, again, move the needle in the direction of reinstilling faith and confidence in the democratic process. I mentioned my father was from a family of immigrants. His parents came from Greece. They were drawn to this country by this democracy. We have an obligation to protect it and to be vigilant about this democracy. And I want to bring proper balance back.
Candidate for Ohio Auditor, Zach Space. He is from the Democratic Party. We now turn the microphone over to his opponent, Republican Keith Faber, with the same question. Why should Ohioans vote for you?
Well, first of all, I'm Keith Faber. I'm running to be your state auditor, and I'd ask for your vote. I'm running for auditor for the simple reason that I know we can make Ohio government work better. It is the one office in state government. It doesn't audit individuals. It audits government. It's the one place where you can go to make government work more effectively, more efficiently, and frankly, more transparently by using the Performance Audit Authority. You know, look, state of Ohio is not the federal government. The dysfunction that's in D.C., well, for most part, we work pretty well together here in Columbus. I'm proud of the fact that we, unlike the national debt that's soaring, now have increased our state savings account from a whopping 89 cents to now over $2.7 billion. While that's a lot of money, it's not a lot when you consider it's less than a month of state spending. But we are now much more fiscally solvent. We've done more than $5 billion in tax cuts. There are no more than 520,000 private sector jobs since when Rich Cordray and Ted Strickland ran Ohio. I'm proud of the fact that we're moving in the right direction. Don't get me wrong. Ohio's doing better. We're still not doing good enough. I'm going to continue to work to try and make Ohio do better for our kids and grandkids. Look, this election's not about me. It's about our kids and grandkids. As the father of a 13 and 11-year-old, I want to make sure they have the opportunity to meet their God-given potential right here in Ohio. Ohio's been good to me. It's given me a lot of opportunities. It's given my wife and I an opportunity for a high-quality education at Ohio State. In the end, I'm running to be auditor to make Ohio work better. Look, make no mistake about it. Ohio auditor is a partisan election, but it is not a partisan office. The state auditor wears the jersey of the umpire. You call balls and strikes as you see them. If there's a Democrat doing something good, you commend them on it. If there's a Republican doing something bad, you condemn them on it. I'm running for auditor not as a Republican, but I'm running for auditor to do good government for all Ohioans. I'm Keith Faber, and I ask for your vote.
Republican Keith Faber, and before that, Democrat Zach Space, both very kind with their time coming into the studio to be introduced to you as our Town Hall Ohio listeners. Those gentlemen want to be the next auditor of state. We also have the invitations out for our two gubernatorial candidates, treasurers, Secretary of State, Attorney General, and U.S. Senate. So we hope they will all say yes. They'll all be in the studio, and you'll get a chance to become more informed about some of the folks that you'll be voting on come November. Don't forget, too, you can visit farmvotesmatters.org. More information available there from the Ohio Farm Bureau's Political Action Committee. Thanks for joining us on Town Hall Ohio.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.